Hello and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is James Lee of OnSite, and in this show we're going to talk about numeric and scientific programming with Python. Yes, you can use Python to do scientific and numeric programming. I am an open source advocate and programmer working with Python in the Linux environment. I currently spend time training for a number of clients worldwide and hacking Python for a large company near Chicago. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. So yes, you can do numeric and scientific programming with Python. Now, you could do it like with the basic Python programming language if you want to. But if you want to do things like, I don't know, real complex math and using really huge numbers and so on, that might be a bit of work. So the good news is there's a lot of modules that are available for you to use when doing scientific programming. And what I want to do is just mention a few of them, give you an idea about them, where you might be able to find them, and so you can experiment if you want to. The first one's called NumPy, N-U-M-Py, P-Y. You can find it at NumPy or numpy.scipy.org. SciPy is a scientific Python website. Check it out. So NumPy, or numerical Python, adds a fast multi-dimensional array functionality, basically. So Python multi-dimensional arrays are great, but they can be somewhat slow. So NumPy speeds up the access to multi-dimensional arrays quite a bit. It's a successor to two different packages that are now deprecated, numeric and numArray. So don't use numeric and numArray anymore. Use NumPy. Speed up your multi-dimensional arrays quite a bit. Then there's SciPy. SciPy is at scipy.org. S-C-I-P-Y. There's a bunch of scientific tools that you can use in Python. It adds on to the NumPy module that I just mentioned. And then it puts a whole bunch of high-level numeric, scientific, and engineering modules together into a single package. Some of the things that are included in SciPy are like genetic algorithms. So if you're working with genetics, SciPy might be helpful there. Statistics, signal processing, image processing, linear algebra, special functions, these are all contained within SciPy. So if you're doing any of those types of complex math, go grab SciPy. It'll make your life a lot easier. Or write it yourself, but I don't recommend that. There is AlgLib, A-L-G-L-I-B. That's at alglib.net. And this is a numerical analysis library. It's not written in Python. It's written in C++. But it uses something called IronPython to interface to AlgLib. So IronPython plus AlgLib means numerical analysis. There is Funk Designer. This is openop.org/funkdesigner, F-U-N-C designer. This allows you to rapidly build functions and get their derivatives using differentiation, automatic differentiation. It allows you to perform a lot of integration and analysis algorithms on it too. So Funk Designer is very nice. There's something called OpenOpt at openopt.org. This is a numerical optimization framework. It also allows you to do linear and nonlinear equations. So you can work with linear and nonlinear equations. It also provides some graphic output and some additional numeric optimization features. So it's very nice if you're working with any of those. There's something called Space Funks, which generates two-dimensional, three-dimensional, and n-dimensional geometric modeling. So you can check that out if you need it. There's something called Scientific Python, and this is several Python modules collected together that you can use for scientific computations. So in this package, you'll find modules that do like basic geometry, and that includes vector and tensor fields, transformations, so on. Automatic derivatives, linear interpolation, polynomials, elementary statistics, nonlinear least square fits, and many, many others. There's also interfaces to MPI, which is message passing interface, and other systems. So Scientific Python is an excellent module if you're doing scientific work. If you're doing parallel computing or high-performance computing, try PyACTS, P-Y-A-C-T-S. That's a great module if you're doing that type of work. So if you're working with dynamical systems, like ODEs, DAEs, MAPS, etc., and scientific data, try PyDS Tool, PyDS Tool. There's something called eScript, and eScript is a Python module that defines and solves coupled nonlinear differential equations. So if you're dealing with, if you want to solve differential equations in Python, eScript is the way to go. There's something called PyGTS, and it's a module that constructs, manipulates, and performs three-dimensional triangulated surface computations. That's very nice. If you're doing predictive modeling, try something called ML for machine learning, Python, MLPy. There's some modules to perform multi-precision math, like MAPM, GMPy. This GMPy is a GNU multi-precision library wrapping. MPMath is a pure Python library to do floating point arithmetic, and this includes support for complex numbers. CLNum is a class library for number wrapping. So those are some multi-precision math that you can work with. If you're doing image processing and geographic information systems, there's several packages including something called Thuban and the Python cartographic library, so that might help. To do image analysis, try VTK. That's vtk.org, and this is freely available software to do 3D computer graphics, image processing, etc. PIL is the Python imaging library, and this is basic image handling for like JPEG, GIF, TIFF, BMP, and so on files. So it reads and writes graphic files. This is a commonly used library to do work with images. There's something called Matplotlib, which is a two-dimensional plotting library. And the list goes on. So if you're going to do numeric or scientific computations and you're using Python, you've got a lot of modules available for you to use. So I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio Archive for my name, James Lee. If there's a show you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.